shit. What up, world? It's your boy Romy Rome, aka Big Rome, aka God's Gift. This is episode 35. Where is Rosie? Of the Fourth and Peachtree Podcast, brought to you by the good folks at Evan Vision Media and the creators of brought to you by the good folks at Evan Vision Media and content created for and by Kings and Queens. Stop why. Alright, y'all. As you can see, I'm here by myself this week, man. The homie Rosie's a little tied up this week, man. Some scheduling conflicts, man. You know, normally we go live on Thursday, but, you know what I mean? Everybody was busy yesterday, so, you know what I mean? We decided to push the show back a day, so welcome for, you know what I mean? Welcome. Sorry for the delay, you know what I'm saying? Tune in. Like and share with your friends, you know what I'm saying? Let them know that we're live. And, yeah, man. Rock out with your boy, man. This probably won't be an hour-long show, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll try to push it for an hour. The more that y'all talk back to me, man, the more, you know what I'm saying, the longer I'll keep going. But, you know what I'm saying, if y'all drive, man, I'll just, you know what I mean, fly through this real quick. You know what I mean? But, give me a second, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get situated real quick, man. I was not prepared, but you know how that goes. Alright, the Atlanta Hawks found a way to beat the number one team in the league, the Boston Celtics, back-to-back this week. Monday, they won 120-118 after coming back from being down as much as 30 points. DeAndre Hunter put the game away with the game-winning shot. Last night, they played again, and it looked like the Seas were going to win easily, but the Hawks battled back and took the game into overtime. DeJounte Murray hit a last-second shot with 1 second left on the clock and sealed the deal for the Hawks. You know what I'm saying? The Hawks are welcoming them into Bucks this week, man. So it's been kind of crazy, man. They've been on a three-game winning streak. Hawks is looking okay, man. And it's just like the controversy of do you keep Trey or do you keep DeJounte? Because it just seems like when they're both on the court together, it doesn't work. But when one is on the court and the other one's not on the court, they look good, you know what I'm saying? It just look like they missing a few pieces. And then the Hawks have a bunch of people out that's hurt, so, and they're still in the 10th, you know what I mean, locked in for the 10th seed for the playing round, man. So it's going to be interesting, man, how this offseason go. Like, who's going, who's staying, you know what I'm saying? We'll see what's up. All right, Draymond Green was ejected after receiving back-to-back technicals in less than 4 minutes in the first quarter of the game against Orlando Magic. Steph Curry was visibly upset after Green was ejected. My boy Steph looked like he's over Draymond, man. And I think the war is over Draymond, too. I think it's going to come a time, you know what I mean? This is the time where I feel like they're going to split ways with Draymond. Either Draymond going to end up with the Lakers or he's going to end up somewhere else. But I think Draymond's done with the Warriors, and I think Klay is, too. I've been hearing rumors that the Magic are ready to lay down a decent contract for Klay, you know what I'm saying? Like, whether he starts or to come off the bench. But I think the Splash Brother / Draymond Green area in San Francisco, the Bay Area, is done, man. So, it's going to be kind of sad to see, man. But, I mean, Steph's the best player. I feel like Steph's the best basketball player in the league, man. So, they put some young pieces around Steph and let Steph just keep doing his thing and shoot, man. I think they're going to be all right. Number four seed, Bama upset the number one seed, UNC, in the NCAA tournament to move on to Elite Eight. I personally think UConn's going to win it all. UConn hasn't really been tested in the tournament yet. They've been blowing teams out by Elite, like 20 or more. So I feel like UConn's going to win. There's no more perfect bracket, so that $10,000 or $1,000, whatever, million-dollar challenge that was going on, that's a wrap. So, I mean, maybe next year, man. But, you know, these tournaments, man, it's hit or miss. It's like you can have all the basketball IQ, but sometimes these Cinderella teams step up, man, and rise to the occasion. So, you know, we'll see, man. But I feel like UConn's going to pull it out. I like Bama, too. You know what I'm saying? Bama seems like they got some dogs on the team. You know what I'm saying? The SEC basketball. But we'll see, man. But I feel like UConn's back. Remember growing up, like, back in the day, UConn was, like, the truth. Like, the women and the men's side of the of basketball. And it seems like they're getting back to that because UConn's women's basketball team is decent, too. But I don't think they want no smoke with South Carolina, man. Coach Dawn Staley got them girls, you know what I mean, on another level. Only team to go undefeated, you know what I'm saying, this year in basketball, period. So we going to see, man. They got slipped up by Iowa and Caitlin Clark last year, but I don't know, man. South Carolina, they just got some dogs, man. So we're going to see what's up. And speaking of Caitlin Clark, I don't know. We'll get into that in a little bit. We got to talk about the homie Coach Prime real quick, man. Coach Prime announced that his kids will pull an Eli Manning if necessary, if certain teams try to draft his kids. His kids being Shador and Travis Hunter, who is not his kid, but I guess somewhere down the line, Dion adopted Travis. We just didn't get the memo. But, I mean, if Travis is going to be a future star like everybody else is, I guess I would claim him as my kid too, but who am I? Didn't really allude to Shiloh, you know what I'm saying? He was basically saying, like, Shador and Travis could either go one or two in the draft next year. Like, either Shador could go number one, Travis could go number two, or Travis could go number one, and Shador could go number two. That'll be interesting. Hopefully, what Dion is doing doesn't hurt them, because it seems like what Caleb Williams' father is doing is hurting him with the asking teams like to give his son part ownership and he don't want to play here. There was rumors at one point that Caleb didn't even want to play for the Bears until X, Y, and Z, some things were, you know, said, and I guess they promised some things to him. So I don't know, man. I just hope Coach Prime doesn't shoot, you know what I mean, ruin his kids' chances of going first overall, period. Or top in the draft. Because it seems like the antics, like Marvin Harrison Jr., he hasn't done any workouts for anybody. He didn't even do his pro day at Ohio State. He didn't show up to the combine. And he hasn't, like, really met with any teams. He's basically, like, saying he's going to show up to the draft and get drafted. So, and that's not sitting well with a lot of these GMs. It's like, yeah, we see what you're doing on tape, but it's like, we want to see it close up and personal, but I guess he's saying, like, what he's putting on film doesn't lie. So that's another interesting, like, NFL kid story, man. A lot of these NFL kids, man, they different. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, Marvin Harrison Jr., he's a once-in-a-lifetime receiver. I feel like he might be better than his daddy, but I don't know, bro. Rome Odorizzi and them cats from LSU, man, they looking good, man, running the 4.3s and stuff like that and putting stuff on film, so we're going to see, man, if Marvin still goes to Arizona or is he going to drop down the boards, man. It's gonna be crazy to see, man. I think somebody's feelings are going to get hurt. And there's rumblings that Chicago might not even take Caleb at one. They might take Jalen Daniels, who I feel like is the best quarterback in this draft. You don't win the Heisman and not be considered the best player that played. Like, I'm sorry. I don't see that. And it's like, yeah, the only thing that Jalen really needs to work on is, you know, protecting himself and sliding and stuff like that instead of taking them big shots and hopefully putting some weight on him. A lot of people are trying to allude that he's going to be like Bryce Young because he's a little bit littler, but he looks little on – he's a tall kid, but he's not as little as Bryce Young. So, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people be, oh, he's little, oh, this, that, and the third. The boy got the arm and he's athletic. And then – a lot of people are talking about J.J. McCarthy moving up. I guess, you know what I'm saying? He's cool. He really didn't pass the ball like that, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I'm not really sold on McCarthy. I'm not really sold on Drake May either. And his coach, Mack Brown, basically came out and said he's got a Super Bowl. He's a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. But my whole thing is, if that's the case, is as mediocre as the ACC is, then why did they struggle in the ACC? If he struggled in the ACC like that, you know what I'm saying? That that, I don't know. I mean, the ACC's mediocre. You only got Clemson, and Clemson's not even a top dog anymore. So, I don't know, man. We'll see about the whole hype around Drake May. I'm not too sold on him. Not really sold on McCarthy either. You know what I'm saying? I like Joe Milton, man. Joe Milton, even though he's not going to be a first-round quarterback, he's got potential, man. He's got a rocket arm. He just needs somebody to, you know, work on his accuracy. You know what I'm saying? But we'll see. I like Michael Penix, too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Steelers. They brought Penix in for a visit. I don't think they're going to draft him. I feel like we're going to take Adarius Mims from Georgia and then turn around and get a center. Probably the same center from Georgia, too, man. It had three of them dogs up front, man. The center from Georgia, Mims, and Jones. Oh, my God, man. We're going to be moving people. With Najee toting a rock behind them, man, it's going to be scary hours out there, folks. The AFC North, man, going to be real interesting this year, man. And like I said, man, the Ravens, man, they lost a lot. So when everybody's hyping up the Ravens, oh, the Ravens. Everybody's hyping up the Ravens. But they lost their D coordinator. They lost one of their linebackers to us. They lost their safety, Geno Stone, to Cincinnati. I don't know, man. I mean, that's cool. They can score all the points all day. But if they ain't got nobody out there to defend, it's going to be tough tits out there, man. We'll see what's up, though. And let's get into this, man. Those are the short stories of the week. Appreciate y'all tuning in, man, as always. If you're just tuning in, Rosie's not here today, man. Scheduling conflict. He couldn't pull up tonight, man. So I'm going to hold it down for the Rose God, man. So let's get into this. The Big Three founder, hip-hop legend Ice Cube recently announced that the Big Three is offering Iowa basketball great Caitlin Clark a $5 million $5 million deal to play for his league during the offseason of the WNBA. Cube stated, "I wanted to put the offer out there after she got done, after the tournament was over, so she could focus on the tournament, but somehow I got leaked," which I feel like that's cap. Somebody put it out there, so whatever, but it's out there now. He said he sat down with the sponsors and the investors of the league. They put the money together, so you know what I'm saying? I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to get eyes on the league, and that's cool, but she's going to be playing up against former NBA players, low-key trying to find a way back to the league, and NCAA, former NCAA players trying to get to the NBA. So, she can shoot all day, but I feel like the moment Shorty takes a hard foul, or, you know what I'm saying, something takes an obsession to her, like, and fouls her, you know what I mean, like, yeah, she talks stuff. She's a baller, but that's different, man. That's like a different game. I don't think it's going to be like that. Now, they want to build a 3-on-3 women's basketball league around her. That's different. You know what I'm saying? Which I feel like is dope because there's so many women basketball players that's doing these pro-ams and stuff like that, trying to get into the WNBA and trying to get looks for, like, teams overseas. So why not start a 3-on-3 basketball league for the women? They just did a pro-am in the a pro-am down in Houston or Dallas a couple weeks ago with – players trying to get back into the WNBA and players trying to, you know, stay consistent, you know what I'm saying, to keep working on their game and stuff like that. So why not, you know what I'm saying? Instead of just trying to have her play against men, which she may, you know what I mean, she may ball out, and that's cool, but why not, since women basketball has become more interesting now and there's a lot of household names that are in the WNBA right now, why not take advantage of it? Take those household names and bring them in your league and have people tune in and stuff like that to watch these players. Like, really, Q could really be, Big Three could really be the pipeline, just like the Spring Football League, like the UFL, whatever it's called, United Football League, whatever it's called now. That's like the pipeline for players that are trying to get back in the NFL to get looks. The Big Three could be like that, like a league for players trying to get back into the NBA. And then maybe the NBA will buy into it and not only had the G League, but had the Big Three underneath it too. You know what I'm saying? Even the Olympics is having like has a Big Three team too. You know what I'm saying? So, actually, it's funny. College legend Jimmy Fredette will be playing for the big the Olympic team's three player team this year. So you know what I'm saying? That's gonna be dope, man. And y'all know Jimmer used to shoot out the gym. So we're gonna see what's up, man. But yeah, as far as Caitlin, I mean the business side of me, hell yeah, take that $5 million, man. You only gotta play 8 weeks. 8 weeks out of the summer. Maybe 10 if you go to the championship, but $5 million lick, I'll take that. You know what I'm saying? But Q, man, hear me out. Go ahead and start a Big Three tournament. I mean, a Big Three league for the women. It ain't got to be a separate league. Just get a few women, start some teams. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, Cube, if you do that, man, I want a cut. You know what I mean? I want a percentage because I don't hear nobody else saying this. You know what I mean? Of taking advantage of the female talent out there and how women basketball has gone to another level and stuff like that. Like, take advantage of it because nobody else is. Nobody else wants to touch it because, oh, it's women's basketball. It's not popular. It is. Women's basketball is more popular than men's basketball. The women's NCAA tournament is more popular than the men's tournament. There's more household names in the women's side of basketball than anything. And there's but so many teams in the WNBA, so why not start a league for them to go to so they can continue to grow as ballers and you can make a dollar off of them? All right, man. Hey, Cube, holla at me, man, if you need, you know what I'm saying, need some help with that. All right, y'all. The NFL has announced new rules for the upcoming season. Oh, my God. Ever since Roger Goodell has taken over, obviously Roger Goodell must have, he claims he used to play football, but he must have sucked because all these soft rules, he must have got hurt. He must have been somebody like one of them players out there that rode the bench, or when he got out there, he was getting ran over and boom, pause. But it's just no Diddy. Excuse me. We don't say pause. We ain't saying pause no more. We ain't gonna say no homo. We say no Diddy. So no Diddy. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. At one point when he came in the league, you weren't allowed to celebrate no more. And the NFL became the no fun league. Now all of a sudden you can't hit hard no more. It's hard enough to play defense. And now you're telling me I can't hit hard. I can only tackle the quarterback a certain way. And now you telling me I can only tackle, I can't use my weight to pull someone else down to make the tackle. So basically, if I feel like I'm about to pull them down, I have to let them go and score. This is just another way for the offense to score more points. Like, what happened to the NFL that I grew up watching as a kid that fell in love and had dreams and aspirations to go to the league? It's not that no more. It's freaking flag football. I promise I wasn't going to cuss no more. I heard the complaints. People were saying I was cussing too much, my mom. So I'm going to chill with the cussing. But it's gay. I'm sorry. It's turned into gay. I hate it. I hate the fact that if you hit somebody hard, it's a 15-yard unnecessary roughness. You can't crack back no more. I get you want to protect the players, Roger, but – you are taking the whole point of why people watch it. They watch people. They want to see get people ran over. They want to see people get hit. They want to see the hard hits. They want to hear the ooh hits. They want to, you know what I'm saying? You're taking that out. Pretty soon they're going to be out there with flags on. And then, not to mention, now you got a tic-tacky call, the hip drop tackle. These referees already be out there screwing up. Can you imagine 15 seconds on it? Let's bring it in real quick. 15 seconds left on the clock. Your team is in the Super Bowl. They are on a 20-yard line. Your linebacker has to tackle somebody in the open field. He goes to the ground and then pulls the offensive player down. That's the 15-yard penalty. So now this team is on a 5-yard line. Time stops. They punch it in. Game over. Can you imagine losing a Super Bowl or a big game because someone used a hip tackle, which is a judgmental call? It may look like a hip tackle just because I go to the ground and pull him down. That's a hip tackle. So now they're kind of forcing you to, instead of tackling people from the side, breaking down and tackling them, which, I mean, I get it. That's how you're supposed to tackle. But how you supposed to tackle a big behemoth like Derrick Henry like that? Come on now. Derrick Henry going to be racking up hip tackle penalties all year from people trying to tackle him. I get it. Some high-profile players got hurt, and this is the reason why the hip tackle is banned from the league, because some ankles got broke and stuff like that. I get it. People have been hurt by it. Some knees been blown out. Cool. But that's a part of the game. When players and people sign up to football, they know what they're getting into. God forbid you get one of them injuries. You know what I'm saying? But you know what you signed up for. It sucks when it happens, but don't stop making the game of football soft. It's already hard enough to play defense. You can't tag the safeties, can't touch a corner after 5 yards. You can't tackle high. You can't tackle low. The quarterback, you can't slam them to the ground. You basically got to lay a pillow down, put a blanket over them, and then, you know, tap them, and then they're down. It's becoming too soft. Like I said, I get protect the players, but you're taking away the fun aspect of it. And the only reason why Roger Goodell is not going to get removed is because he's bringing stupid amount of money into this league that this league has never seen before. Roger Goodell is a marketing genius. A marketing genius. He's bringing in tons of money. That's why his contract gets renewed. He's getting the big contracts and stuff like that. He's laying on the cross for the owners, because the owners be behind a lot of this BS too. But come on, man. Stop making it soft. I'm tired of the unnecessary roughness penalties. Roughing the passer. Defensive holding. Pass interference. Like, now we're going to have hip tackle? Come on, Roger. Come on, NFL. I get it. We don't need to be seeing people out there getting clotheslined. But don't take away the NFL that I fell in love with. And then the next rule is the change on the kickoff, which could be good or bad. I mean, we'll see. The reason why they're changing it, because they want to stop high-impact hits on kickoff, because basically you're running down at full speed and barreling into somebody, and I get it. I wasn't a big fan of being on kickoff. Kick return, actually. I love kickoff. I hated being on kick return. But they basically, the kicker's going to be further back. The kicking team is going to be lined off across the line with 10 people lined up across the line. The kick return team has to at least have 9 people on the line. Nobody can move until the returner catches the ball. There's no fair catching. If you kneel, you take it from the 30. But it's easier to get returns now, you know what I'm saying? Easier to make more cuts, and it cuts down on the high-impact hits that they're trying to stop. But man, ain't nothing better, man, to see somebody go flying down at full speed and blow a kick returner up or a wedge. Blow a wedge up. Well, they don't do wedges no more. Y'all kids don't know about what a wedge buster is. Ask y'all daddies. Well, if your daddy's not in your life, then, you know, maybe ask your mama. Maybe she knows about football. Or ask one of your uncles. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I mean? There's a lot of deadbeat dads out here. But whatever. I'm sorry. But all jokes aside, man, Yeah, man. It's going to cut down on the big hits on the kickoff, and it's going to allow kick returners to make some plays and actually return, which is going to suck because then you had people like Cordell Patterson and other cats like that actually returned the old way and had people flying at them at all these different angles and, you know what I mean, racked up kick returns. Now you got guys that'll be probably breaking like it's nothing. So there goes the NFL messing up, you know, people's legacies and stuff like that. But, you know, hopefully, you know what I mean, we like an asterisk next to it. Like Cordell Patterson, old kickoff way, such and such, XFL kickoff way. You know what I'm saying? So people will know, like, oh, okay, this cat did it the, you know what I mean, this did it the old way versus this cat did it the new soft way. It's going to be interesting, man. I'm excited about the NFL, man, this year. It's just each year the rules, like the 1 year we had that you could finally challenge pass interference. And it only got, like, overturned, like, two or three times. So it's like, it's cool. You know what I mean? Once it affects, like, a major game or something like that, it'll get rid of the hip tackle and it'll be back to, you'll be able to do it again. Let it happen to the Kansas City Chiefs. Let them lose a big game because of a hip tackle. It'll be gone. You know what I'm saying? It's got to affect the team that the NFL actually likes. You know what I mean? Like my Steelers, the NFL doesn't like the Steelers, so they'll be racking up penalties on us about that, but hopefully not. You know what I'm saying? But it's just too tacky, ticky-tacky. Then you got Roger Goodell at the end of the year basically saying he doesn't feel like there's an issue with the referees. When you're adding rules like this and penalties and stuff like that, you're putting the referees more into the game. And it takes away from the game because basically you're putting the game in the referees' hands. You know what I'm saying? They're not robots. They make human errors. And you're basically at full speed want someone to judge whether or not a tackle was a hip tackle or, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be crazy to be trying to figure out. You know what I'm saying? And then you can't challenge it. And it is a 15 automatic first down, 15-yard penalty automatic first down. That is going to change the game. Referees might as well just walk around with flags just all the way around them because they're going to be throwing them all game, man. And it's just too much. It's like them games when the referees throw flag after flag after flag, they end up becoming long, boring, and drawing out. Stop putting the games into these referees' hands, man. Because a lot of these referees, like, they can say all day, oh, they ain't got alternative motives, they ain't got favorites and all that other stuff, they don't be betting. Bro, best believe they be betting on these games and stuff like that. Because look at some of these BS phantom calls that you get. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's go back to the Super Bowl when the Kansas City Chiefs played the Eagles. They let the corners and safeties grab the receivers all game. You wait to the final play of the game, the key play of the game to call pass interference. And they've been doing worse stuff the whole game. Come on, man. Roger, you got to get these referees together. What's good, Chris Cash? Brody, what's goody? Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, man, referees are definitely going to be, they're going to be throwing more flags. Cool Kid Aiden, hopefully not. Yeah, I hope not either, man. It's going to be crazy, man. But this is what, you know what I'm saying, this is what the owners pay Roger Goodell to do. They should have really talked to the Players Association. Like, I don't understand what the Players Association does for the players. Like, they don't speak up about none of the rules, nothing. It's like, why is there a Player Association and they don't do anything? Like, literally, they do not do anything. Like, they just basically threw these rules out there, and the Player Association was like, okay. It was like, what? Like, who's over the Player Association? They need their ass whooped to allow this stuff to happen, man. And I get it. We going to tune in every Sunday, every Monday, and every Thursday to watch this bullshit. Excuse me, bull stuff. But come on, bro. Like, it's becoming too soft. Way too soft. And the referees getting involved, it's just going to ruin the game, man. And then football is not going to die. It's never going to die. It's never going to get to that point. But you're ruining it. I mean, my goodness, by the time, 20 years from now, it's just not going to be the same. And I'm going to be an old-ass fart sitting there with my grandkids like, man, I remember back in my day when you could hit somebody. Now they playing grab ass out there. Like, come on, man. I remember Ray Lewis used to blow people up, pause in the middle of the field. Now we got Ray Lewis Jr. out there playing grab ass and setting fruity picks and stuff like that. Like an episode of Dave Chappelle. You know what I mean? You seen it when he played Prince, Computer Love, Purple Rain. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, football is a collision sport. Basketball is a contact sport. Why is it that rugby players basically take more contact than football players? Just about. You don't see them getting hurt and all this other stuff. So maybe we need to, instead of taking away padded practices, let's get back more into padded practices. Because back in the day, you didn't see players getting hurt like that. Why? Because they were hitting every day. Their bodies were used to getting hit. Now you can only have but so many padded practices. So now your body's not used to getting hit. Hello, someone. Like, anybody, anybody out there hear me, man? Like, I don't want to be the old grumpy fart, but there's just so much stuff that's common sense. You don't want people to get hurt from getting hit, then practice getting hit more. You want people to have better tackling techniques, then practice tackling more. But, you know, who am I? I didn't go to the league. I didn't even play in college. You know what I'm saying? And there'll be people, who are you? You didn't go to the league. You didn't even play in college. It's like, so what, bro? I got the passion for the sport just as much as anybody else, bro. I grew up in a football family. So, I hate when people say that. You didn't go to the league. You didn't go to college. You don't know as much as I do. It's like bullshit. There's a lot of players in college that don't even know what the hell they're doing. They just use their natural gifted talents and line up and do what they got to do. And then when they get to the NFL, when they have to learn how to do certain things, it doesn't translate over. Don't give me that, oh, you didn't go to college. You don't know. What do you know? Bruh, stop it. Y'all be sounding real, like, real, real Diddy-ish when y'all be saying that type of stuff. Like, on some gatekeeper stuff. Like, oh, you didn't play in college. You didn't play in the league. Who are you? You don't know shit. Bruh. Stop it. Like I said, man, this ain't gonna be a long episode, man. You know what I'm saying? This is... It's like the preacher, man. It's like when the associate preacher comes, man. You know what I mean? We get in here short and sweet, man. Definitely wanted to put some content out this week, man. I want to not let a week go by, man, and y'all not get any content, man. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't want to do it, man. We could have easily been like, nah, we're going to take a break this week, man. But I just want to keep riding this wave, man, with y'all. Rock out with y'all, boy, man. I appreciate everybody in the chat that's tuned in. You know what I'm saying? Rock with me. Chris Cash was good. Cool Kid Aiden was goody. You know what I'm saying? But we'll be back at full strength next week. And the homie Rose God will be back. We should be back on Thursday next week. You know what I'm saying? Well, okay. So we will be back on Thursday next week. So we'll be at the same dates. I mean, same place, same time, the normal time. You know what I'm saying? We're going to rock out, man. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back on Spotify. Okay. And then coming from the producer and founder himself, man, Big Lack, we will be back on Spotify, man. So Y'all ain't got to see our mugs. Y'all could just listen to my voice. You know what I'm saying? What's Sexy Red?
You hear my voice. It turns you on.
Pause. No Diddy. All right. As always, man, we appreciate you, man. The Rose God, man, I'm sure, you know what I mean? If he was here, as always, he would say, we appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all tuning in, man. Please, I cannot stress this enough, guys. Like and share, man. Like and share with y'all families. If y'all see us post something, share it. The people that do that already, I appreciate y'all, man. The Fourth and Peachers, whatever y'all, we're going to come up with a legit name for y'all. I appreciate y'all doing that, man. This coming from me. I'm sure Rosie feel the same way, man. We appreciate anybody that takes time out of their busy day to like and share, man. That's all we ask, and it don't take much. It don't take much, you know what I'm saying? Just to like and share, man. It's free, you know what I'm saying? Show some love. Oh, yeah. Also, man, we're going to be on Rumble, too. You know what I'm saying? So we're going back to Spotify next month, and we're going to be on Rumble. So you're going to have three platforms to check us out on, man. So, two, excuse me. So we're leaving YouTube? Most likely, yeah. Okay. So, all right. So y'all heard it here first. We'll get the details later. But basically, we're going to be back on Spotify, and we're going to Rumble. So, you know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for that. You know what I'm saying? More information will be coming soon. excuse me. Man, if y'all in Georgia right now, man, y'all know that pollen is unreal, man. My car is covered. I've been coughing and hawking up stuff all day. Pause. We got allergies like me, man, and you going through it. Yeah, it's crazy out here. I ain't never had allergies. Man, back up north, I might have been allergic to grass. But now, like, I got full-blown, like, pollen allergies, different types of pollen. It's crazy, man. I'm constantly blowing my nose and sniffing up and spitting out pus. Oh, my bad. I'm one of the readers, bro. I gotta say it out loud. I'm sorry. I'm one of them like kids that used to hide in the back of the room. They didn't want to read during don't read out loud when they like popcorn reading. I used to put my head down. Not that I can't read, but oh man. But anywho. All right, y'all, man. I'm about to wrap this thing up, man. There's a train going by right now. I don't know if y'all can hear it or not, but I feel like that's the time to go, man. We've been rocking out for, like, what, close to 45 minutes or whatever. It's the Fourth and Peachtree Podcast. Y'all, as I said before, please like and share, man. Anytime y'all see us post something, man, please like and share it. Share with y'all friends, the people that do that already, please, man. Salute to y'all, man. I appreciate that. Y'all can follow the homie Romy Rome at Romey, the number 4 EVA. You can follow the Fourth and Peachtree Podcast at Fourth and Peachtree, the number 4 TH and Peachtree. That's on all social media. And you can follow my co-host, The Rose God, at Rosey underscore SMA, Rosie Sama, man. If you're trying to get a tattoo done, get some good work done, make sure you holler at the homie. Be ready to put down a deposit, though. Don't waste the homie's time. Make sure you're ready to put that deposit down and get some good quality ink, man. And stop letting these crackheads draw on y'all, man. Let somebody do some quality ink to y'all. Because some of y'all tattoos, man, be looking like, what that is? Okay, that's cool. You know what I mean? Even the strippers, man. Some of y'all, man, some of them tattoos y'all be having. It's like, bro, go on get some quality ink, man. Y'all spend money on other stuff, man. Spend some money on your ink, man. Stop trying to cut corners on that type of stuff. Yeah. A nervous laugh. Well, not even a nervous laugh. Am I forgetting anything, bro? right, y'all. As always, man, follow your dreams and all your aspirations, man. Don't let nobody talk you out of what you want to do. Follow your dream, no matter how crazy it is, no matter how wild it is. You only get one life, and live that life to the fullest. And as always, man, shout out to the haters, man. I'm out this, you know what I mean? Deuces.